So fine. So we're at the. So just a review from yesterday, the basic Sfarah we ended off with. But I think today I have a different one. Maybe I like it a little better. But the basic thing that you said is that there's a principle of Slavik Deraisa L'chamras D'Rabban L'Kula. So it's like Deraisa is our chamar that you have to be machmir even in a case of Safik. And the Rabbanans are lighter or more lenient, and they have a right to be mekel in a case of Safik. Right? Now what you have here is like a split. It's like a split situation, because at the core of the Berachas Ananim is really the Isser, which is the Svara of Asalam Spinozav Lo Bracha. And the Svara is really the Raisa. It's Asalam Spinozav Bracha, it's the Svara. The Rabban don't make up a Svara, the Svara exists. But in the Svara, there's no form to how exactly you're going to do Bracha. It's just an idea that you can't eat without recognizing God. So maybe you could think about it, maybe you could make up your own thing, you could whatever. The Rabban did is they took that Svara, that Isser to do without Bracha, and they gave it a rigorous form. It means now the way in which you satisfy the Svara is through the halachic structure of Berachas Ananim. And they set up the form of the Bracha and all kinds of halachas about the Bracha, and all of the Brachas are constructed by the Chachamim to give form to that underlying Svara, which is the Deraisa Svara. So now the question is, now if you have a Safik in a Bracha, so now how do you treat it? Do you say that since it's a Safik in the halachic system, it's a Safik whether Miyote or not, and the halachos of brachos are really the Rabbanan construct, so therefore it's a suffix in the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, because that's a suffix about the halachic whether I'm yotzei or not. So that's in the halachos of the structure of the Rabbanan. What do you say that since the whole Rabbanan is giving expression and is embodies the deraisa svara and the isser? So therefore, it has the chomer of a deraisa. Even though the halachic structure is derabanan, it's all the matir of this underlying issue, which is deraisa. So therefore, it has the chomer of a deraisa. And therefore, he says the deraisa l'chomer. Really an isser. So that's known as a baracha, and that's an isser which is from the deraisa, because it's a svara. It's just that the form. The way that now the Rabbanan set up Hilchos Brachos to give that, to make that more rigorous, and they set up a whole structure around it. But at the core of the thing, it's a deraisa which is being concretized and systematized through the Rabbanan's set of halachos. So the underlying core of it, the underlying what makes it tick, is really a deraisa. It's just the Rabbanan are formalizing it. So that's, it lends itself naturally. The question is, so do you treat the suffix, since it's a suffix in the halachos, and whether I'm yotzei the structure, so you say it's a, you treat it like the derabanan, or do you say no, that since in the deraisa is what's the whole, it lies behind it, so therefore it's the deraisa. The way I left off though with yesterday, and I still think it's true, is that it's like, it's somewhat of a general question, which is when you have an institution which is like the Reis of the Rabbanan combo, so how does it go, you know? But like you could imagine that being dependent upon the nature of the Reis of the Rabbanan combo. In other words, if what is now the interplay? How does Bracha exist now? Given that it is a Reis of the Rabbanan combo, it opens the door to look at it as the Reis or as the Rabbanan, you know? So, like maybe there's a way to define the question about what is the nature of the existence of brachos now that we went through this history of deraisa derabanan, you know, and thereby one formulation would result in treating it like a sof deraisa, someone treating it like a sof derabanan. But instead of just an open ended question, when you have something like this, do you treat it like this or like that? Maybe that's a little bit broad. Maybe you could see it being dependent upon the nature of the interplay between the deraisa and the rabbanan. So maybe there's a way to get into this, the concepts of bracha, of the halachic structure, or maybe in the deraisa, maybe in the rabbanan, I'm not sure exactly, but some sort of studying what results now, and then the saying whether it should go to the rabbanan or whether by the deraisa. So maybe like this. It comes down to a simple question, is how do you look at the deraisa? Svara. Okay, like similar like you were going. So how do you look at this svara of Asalam Zabla Bracha? Okay. Do you look at it as like a, I guess you could say like a technical structural iser of eating without doing a certain maisa. Okay, without, well, not so much the maisa, not so much the maisa, but eating without bracha, whatever bracha means. But it's like every action of eating that I do is like asar, deraisa, without the solution, which is bracha. Now, bracha may be an internal thinking and whatever, but it means I really can't take a piece of food without first thinking God is the source of the thing, saying God is the source of the thing, saying Baruch Tasha, saying whatever. But it really means it's like a structural iser on every achila is asar. Like it sounds like, swara, asar lehamash, and asar bracha. Means every single time Avraham Avinu took a piece of food, he went through a thought process, God is the source of the food. And that's the halacha. And if anyone in that time didn't do it, they would be an avayim. They'd be violating a philosophical idea, svara, whatever. Okay? Or do you mean, no, that's not the case. A person's not chayav to do that. What it means is a person's chayav to be a certain kind of a gavra who recognizes that all of his eating and all of his sustenance and everything is from God, and all of his hanah is from God, and it's an overall idea of a gavra, how a gavra relates to his hanah. And it's asr, bracha, means you can't be a nana without a recognition that God is the source of that hanah. But it doesn't mean every single time I pick up a thing I have to consciously think it. That's my attitude about my hanahs. And it's asr to have a different attitude about hanah. But it doesn't mean in every instance there's like a structural isr, this, like I have to actually go through a conscious thought process every single time I eat. It's just that I have to be that gavra, and that's the svara, that it's also to have enough in this world without a recognition of God. But if I have the recognition, and that's the way I live my life, and if that's the way Avraham Avinu lives his life, then he doesn't necessarily have to think it every single time he does it. So far, so good? Okay, so now how does it work? So now that's, based on how you understand the svara, it's going to affect how you understand the Darabana, what the Darabana do. Okay? Okay. So if you learn that it means deraisa, structurally it's also to eat without bracha, you can't do a maisa achila without recognizing God, okay, without a bracha. So now all the Rabbanan did is they said, you can't just recognize God however you want. They set up a structure for the matir. There's the isser, in other words, you can't eat without the matir. They're setting up a structure for the matir. Prior to Matan Torah, you could have done whatever you want, you could have thought, you could have said something else. Now they're setting up a whole rigorous halachic structure, a whole system of Hilchos Brachos about how exactly you have to matir this particular iser, right? This concrete iser. They're setting up a structure of how you do it. You can't just do it any which way. They didn't want to leave it open to a person to just come up with his own way. People weren't doing it, whatever. They made it concrete. Okay? If you look at it that way, so now if you have a safek, if you have a particular instance where you have a safek, so now vis-a-vis the structure that they set up, that's a Darabanan, and you'll say Sav Darabanan Lekula. But the bottom line is there's an issue there isa to eat food without enunciating or thinking or something, praise God, right? So basically you can't get rid of that. You can't say I'll figure out your way out of that one, right? You can't get rid of that. So basically, you still get the isser at its core is really there isa. Okay. Now you could ask a sub question. Okay, you're with me before I go to sub question. You could now ask, so what then would you have to do? Would it then suffice for you to think or to do the old form of bracha? In the case of Savik Brachos. So you could say that, look, vis-a-vis the structure, and this is what you're trying to do, vis-a-vis the structure of Hilchos Brachos, so is everyone cool? That's it. But the Deraisa is still in place. Oh, so now I don't have to follow that structure. I could just think about God or something looser. Right? That's one way to go. But I've never seen anything like that. That would be a strange result. Rather, I'd rather say that since the Rabbanan is just, since there's an Issa D'Oraisa, and the Rabbanan is just giving a form to it and telling you this is how you must do it, so now when it comes to a Safek, you can't say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Because it's true the structure is a Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan structure is just the how-to on the Issa D'Oraisa. It's how to be mouth to the Issa D'Oraisa. So it's not really a Darabanan. I mean, the structure and the form is a Darabanan, but the whole essence of the thing is the way to Mati, there's a Daraisa. So it's not going to work if it's a Safek. normal darbanans work out of a safek, but here, since the whole thing is the way to mati this deraisa, so when it comes to a safek, it's a safek deraisa. The safek darbanan can't work because it's going to work, but then you're still going to be asar. So it doesn't work. The principle of the darbanan kula just simply doesn't operate. So therefore, you just left to the chiyuv darbanan of being a bracha, and you have to follow their structure. You can't just do your own thing anymore. You're just left with it's like. The fact that its core is the oraisa is ma'akev, the principles of the kula from operating, and therefore you're just left with this oraisa, and that's it. It's not really darabanan. Darabanan is just telling you how to do the oraisa, how to get out of this oraisa. So it's true they're telling you how, but now if you have a suffix whether I did it properly, but it's just oraisa. So now it's true, it's something about the particular way the Rabbanan set up, but bottom line is, what allows me to violate this deraisa without racha? Maybe I made a racha, but bottom line is, but I can't put this in the deraisa. And you can't say something, the core of the iser is the deraisa iser. But, and this is the way, basically, this is the way most of Rishon are, what we said so far. No, I'm sorry. Do over. This is the way the Re learns. Okay, this is the way the Re learns. Okay, this is the way the Re learns. But the Rambam, the Rif, the other, I think, they mostly should learn another way, which is that Aslan Zabal Bracha is a Svara. It doesn't mean it's like an Isser every time you eat. It doesn't mean it's Isser to do the Ma'is Achila without consciously thinking right now, God is the source of this thing. It doesn't mean that. It means a Gavra, it's Isser to be a Gavra who's an Anan and Belon Zabal Bracha. Without the recognition of bracha, and it doesn't mean you have to think it each time. But now what the Rabbanan did is they said that people aren't really being the right gavras. It's a nice idea, the right, so people can be that gavra, and that's the ideal, but people aren't doing that. So they did is that they set up that you become that gavra via hilchos brachos. Whereas they concretized the way that you become that gavra. Whereas the gavra itself could just be through studying philosophy and through having some sort of recognition and whatever, and of course, you know, that's a natural thing. But the Rabbanan did is that the Hakara was concretized through the Maisa of saying a bracha every time. Okay, it's through saying through Hilchos Brachos. And now the halacha of Aslan Aslan Bracha becomes realized through Hilchos Brachos. And that's what your allegiance is to. There's a general idea. There's never the whole halachic demand that right now I say a bracha is because of the Rabbanan, because of Hilchos Brachos. Because there's the general idea, the way I now am a gavra who have bracha, a gavra who's recognizes God, is through being a gavra who follows Hilchos Brachos. That's the way I recognize God in my eating. Every time I eat, I know I have to make a bracha, or I have to look up the halacha about whether I have to make a bracha. And if the Rabban tell me so, the Rabban Lakula, then I'm going to be a makel. They tell me a chumra, whatever. And the way I'm the gavra of bracha, and the gavra who is makir Hashem in my achila, is through following Hilchos Brachos. And the Rabban set up Hilchos Brachos, and that's the way the gavra is engaged in recognizing God. Not just through thinking about philosophy, but thinking about the world, but I'm engaged about thinking about God in my achila through subordinating myself to Hilchos Brachos, which is a Darabanan structure which they set up. Now I come to a Safek, so I say the Ron Lakula. So now I'm the Gavra because I'm not just eating because I want to eat, I'm eating because I study Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Brachos tell me so the Ron Lakula. So I'm fine, I'm in line with the Gavra. I'm not violating the Darai. So the Darai isn't in the action, it's in the Gavra, and the Gavra is realized now through the Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos is the Darabanan and Hilchos Brachos, so now it's the Ron Lakula. So therefore it's fine. Right, like let's say one time you forgot to make a bracha or whatever. Something happened, you didn't say a bracha. So according to this way of looking at it, you're not violating the deraisa because it's a gavra, you're a gavra of a bracha. It's just that you're violating the way the Rabbanan's formulated that you're mechuyev to be the gavra of bracha through saying a bracha, so you violated that. But the underlying gavra, assuming that you have a good excuse or whatever, you know, that it doesn't really indicate a lack in you being a gavra, so then you say, look, the deraisa, you're fine. Because the gavra, the oraisa, isn't a time-by-time oraisa. The oraisa is a more general idea. And it says, the Rabbanan doing the Gemara says, svara, aslanos and al bracha, it doesn't mean in the same way, like it's a maisa iser. But whereas the Re learns, it is a structural iser, the oraisa, the svara generates an action of an iser. And then the iser is to eat without bracha. Now, even the Ri will be fine with Onen, because of the same answer. Because the Isser is to eat without your bracha. But insofar as there's no such thing as bracha, so then that's not the Isser. That's not the Isser. This is the Isser is to eat without recognizing God. If the Torah says I can't recognize God, then that's not the Isser. In the same way. According to Rambam, for sure, Onen is not a problem. Right? Because the Reth Rambam, because you don't say I'm not the Gavra of recognizing God because I don't make a bracha when I'm an Onen, because that's, of course, I'm following the Torah says. It's easier according to the Rambam, but whatever. It works according to both. According to the Rambam, the Svar of the Isser, why is it an Asar if it's not a particular action? But if you, it's like, you can't just say, like, if I think my Anos are not from God, it's not like I just am lacking knowledge. Then that's an Isser, because it's basically like a Kafwe Tov. I'm denying the idea. I think I'm a self-sufficient guy who just has pleasure, and I'm denying that God is the source of that. So that's Asar. So the Gavra, it's not just a positive thing. The Gavra, it's also to be that kind of a Gavra. It's the Gavra as a Gavra is in violation. It's a negative. It's a wrong idea about Hana and the source of his Hana. Analogous to Rambam. I don't think analogous is the right word exactly. But in Perek Yud, it's an interesting Perek where he talks about all the different times a person should make a Dubakasha. If a person goes into bloodletting, he should say a bakasha that God will save him, and when he goes out, he should say hoda. And if he goes into a city, when he's going into the city, he should be misfollow that he comes in peace, and then when he leaves, he should give hoda that he, you know. A whole list of, like, a lot of them. All from the Gemara. The Gemara has all these things formulated, you know. So there's the actually structural, you know, things that he says. But then at the end of the parak, the Rambam says, "Klolo shel davar, ve'olam yitzak adam ala asid lavo." Person should always cry out about the future, ve'yivakesh rachamim, and ask for rachamim, ve'yiten hoda al shavar, and he should give hoda on the past, ve'yoda ve'yishabeach ifikocho, and he should be moda and give shavach according to his abilities. V'chol hamar belahodos is Hashem, v'lashabcho tamid harizem shulach. Anyone who does this, does it a lot. You know, to praise, to give hodah, and to praise God a lot is meshuvah. So I think there it's the same thing. He's saying is that there are all these halachic structural things, but the klalos shel davar is a certain type. The structures are embodiments of an underlying gavra. There's a gavra who's a mevakesh and who's a moda. You know, and the rabbanon formalize certain expressions of that gavra. But a person should always olam, and the more you do it, is meshuvah. Meshuvah means it's a different gavra, so it lends itself to doing more and better, and because that's the nature of the thing. So there are halachos which are embodiments of that underlying gavra, you know. So this is like it's not halachos brachos, but it's a similar kind of an idea, you know. One more thing I'd like to take up is to give a little bit of a sense, or see if we could, on the underlying the machlokas, which we're saying. It's really a machlokas about the svara. This is the svara, this is the raisa svara. We're saying, does it generate an isser to actually to eat? Right? Any single action of eating I have to do, I have to think about God? Or is it just a general idea of a gavra? Right? Which is different, right? So say, what's that? It's not like a structure that God created, it's just a svara. So it's a svara about that man, just a natural like idea that man has to do this. So if you have machlokas about this, it turns out it's a svara about machlokas about whether it's us or it's like wrong for man to do an action of eating without consciously thinking or saying before he eats, this is from God. Right, that's what it comes down to. So I just wonder, could we say something more about that question? I guess it's a philosophical question now. There's a question. I mean, it's expressed itself in two different halachic formulations, but presumably, how you know which way or another is based upon a philosophical idea.
Right. So right now we're into philosophical question.
Yeah, correct.
Is there a preference line?
So I'm thinking like what you guys are saying, basically, is that intrinsically you'd say the first step is good, like what Matt said, is that the kiyam, the whole objective is the idea of the gavra, that he recognizes the God. So, and he is that gavra. So what do you have to think about it every single time for? I mean, that's not the way a person works. There's things which are important. You don't have to say every single time. A person loves his mother. I don't have to keep saying it every single time. It's certain things. You just don't have to keep saying it. Just part of who you are, part of your thing. It's just that's what you are. So, of course, the guy knows that God is the source of his ana. Now, that's who he is as a gavra. Now, every single time before he eats, he has to say, stop, think, God is the source of my ana. What's the point of that? That's the Ram's argument. So, then you say, is the Rabbanan, just then fine, they want to set up a structure. But then intrinsically, there's no structure there, right? So it's just a gavra. But the other argument is that although that's a nice idea, and a person can be that gavra, but since it's hana, and you're dealing with hana is corrupting. See, and emotionally, it's true. It's a nice, some theoretical idea. That person has no conflict about it. You don't have to keep thinking. That's who you are. That's what kind of gavra you are. But it's like the action of hana corrupts a person, and it draws him into the sensory world of instincts and his false ideas. So therefore, even if you're that gavra, you have to check yourself right before you involve in hana. Because when it comes to hana, you can't just say, I'm that kind of a gavra. Because of that, and that's really the question, is do you say that it's efficient just to be that kind of a gavra, and that's a person that, or do you say that it's, since there is that dangerous, the corrupting effect, the person is bound to every single time to catch himself and to stop himself because the fact that the danger, you know, because of that danger. Or do you say, no, that if a person is the proper gavra, then he goes, look, of course, if a person knows he has a weakness, then fine, but the highest level person, intrinsically, doesn't have to do that. It's like an intuitive question: is that is the danger is such that it's mechayev a person to do that every time? There's definitely such a thing as a danger, and a person could know in a given situation. Of course, a person could have a danger. A person has to be aware of such a phenomenon. But does it demand that a person does that every time? Well, you say no. A person is general gavra, and unless there's a particular situation or a particular weakness that he knows, then he doesn't have to worry about it. There's no mechayev to do anything more. I mean, I don't know how to go further than that. I'm saying that's an intuitive question. Is in terms of the svara, does the svara to go that far to say because of the danger is mechayev every time? But you say no, that svara is you have to be a kind of a gavra, and each and every time is up to a person's person could use their judgment in the area, and you know it doesn't have to be every time. Maybe he has to once in a while, or when he realizes he's really hungry. I don't know. However, it's going to work. But as the svara doesn't say that a person can't use it. Like in most areas, a person can use their judgment and things like this. But the argument as far as not just that there is a danger, but that the danger demands, doesn't allow you, and doesn't give you the freedom to be loose about this, and it demands that you do it each and every time. That's a svara, which is, you know, just because there's a danger, there's a quantity of danger such to demand, to say you simply can't take it easy on this. That's the reason is possible.